Thank you, Friendly Neighborhood Cabo. We had a great weekend with you. We'll talk about that in a minute, but first we want to handle some business. I want to welcome everybody listening to the call. It is an honor and a pleasure to have you all here with us tonight. We are folks that are dedicated collectively to making the world a little bit better place. Neekin is our chosen vehicle. It is the finest company in the world that offers products that change lives and a business that can set people free. There's nothing else like it, and it is a pleasure to have you here. We are committed to giving you the tools, infrastructure, and tracks to run on so that you can build your family's dream, fly as high as you want to fly, and basically live the life that you want to live. And it's something that Paige and I are very passionate about, as is our team. We are very excited to have you with us this evening to kick off the new quarter. One thing we want to do this evening is we're going to be welcoming some new people, and Paige and I are really honored and excited to be welcoming a new co-host to the program, and someone that's going to help us run the official business, so to speak, of the call, both on the air and off the air. This is somebody that has earned it based on merit, what they have done, she has done in terms of service to organizations, not only her own but others. Just a fantastic job. And what Paige and I want to do is welcome Rhonda Schultz, a gold distributor who's down in Houston, Texas, to be a host. And Rhonda, are you excited to be a host of the call here over the next few months and fulfill those duties?
You have no idea. I actually feel really giddy. I'm very excited.
This all goes back, Rhonda, and you've had a long journey in Neekin, and we're going to let you tell your whole story one of these nights, and I want you to do that. But Paige and I went to Chicago about a year and a half ago. And Paige, do you remember sitting in that expo that Rhonda was the host of and watching what a great job she did in the conversation we had in the back of the room?
She's a fantastic leader, and she represents everything that this call embodies, and that's someone who's excited and getting things done, committed to the team, and taking care of her business inside and out in Neekin.
Well, thank you. It's not hard to do when it's something you love.
Isn't that the truth?
That's exactly right. And one of the reasons that Rhonda is going to be a co-host, she's been instrumental in the elite teams. In fact, Paige and I, living here in Austin, she was a part of it when it was launched in Chicago and Houston and now Laredo. She's been inside of the launches of three separate cities. She's, of course, in our organization, which is a really cool thing. So Rhonda has a view of Neekin that's more national than a lot of people, both from working the business. She has some downline in Colorado, Illinois, as well as working now down in Texas. But also she's been instrumental in on the different teams and the organizations putting together events in multiple cities. So, Paige, when we were talking, we saw Rhonda's experience with the multiple elite teams, considering we're running the elite teams, a support program here. That was a big part of the factor, wasn't it, the fact that she's been involved in so many of those launches?
Absolutely. She was one of the pioneers, and it's definitely a system that we're utilizing or implementing with what we already had in place, and it's just a great marriage, the elite team with what we have in place, and I can't think of a person I'd rather have join this call more than Rhonda Schultz.
Absolutely. So congratulations, Rhonda. You're one of the new co-hosts now, along with our Friendly Neighborhood Cow people.
Woohoo!
That's pretty exciting. Pretty neat, Cabo. Are you excited to work with someone that's so excited to be a part of Neekin?
I really am. I've known Rhonda for quite some time, and I've seen the things that she's done in the past, and I've seen the things that she's done with her group. And I'm really excited to be with her because I think she's going to put a new dimension totally to the call, and she's certainly going to fire me up, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And Rhonda, you've spent the last couple months moving. You've been really in transition for about the past 60 to 90 days. Your feet are finally under you. So we're going to see some great things from you in the business because you're finally ready to rock, and it's going to be a lot of fun, isn't it?
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you guys, too.
Absolutely. So everybody on the live side, let's give Rhonda a big live team welcome as a new host. Yay!
Yay! Woo!
All right, guys. All right. Now, as we go through this call tonight, we really want the feedback from the live team, as well as those of you listening to the WebEx. We got a lot of folks who are not on the WebEx without high-speed connections. In fact, what's interesting is the people on the line are 2 to 3 times the folks in the WebEx, which is because I think a lot of people travel, so on and so forth. If you can get on the WebEx, please do. We're going to have a lot of visuals tonight. If you can't, don't worry. We're going to be able to square you away. I'm going to go over a couple announcements. Then we're going to go to the main body of the call this evening. So if you do have questions, you're on the WebEx, just go ahead and send it in the chat, either to Paige or myself. You can see she's on there, too, probably under Paige if I know her. Paige from Austin. Or you can send it to me and just ask us your questions. We're more than happy to give you the information that you need. Let's go to the first slide. First of all, the worldwide preview every Thursday at 7. I'm really excited about this. Paige was telling me today, how many forwards of just the Facebook invitation do we have this week, Paige?
Over 1,000.
Over 1,000 forwards, guys. That's how far this message is. That's how far this is getting out there. It's all over the world. We have people watching from multiple countries. In fact, Paige said, I was going to pull this up here while I'm talking. I got to open my AOL account. Paige sent me a little blurb of some of the countries and stuff that are a part of what we're doing here tonight. And I want to give a quick welcome to some of those people who are listening not only here but on the live side, because I think it's pretty doggone neat. We have Sweden, Israel, Canada, Norway, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Turkey, Australia, Chile, Denmark, Hungary, Belgium, Switzerland, Italy, Myanmar, Mexico, and the Philippines. That ain't bad, is it, guys? So that is pretty doggone neat stuff, listening around the world. We're very excited now because the Worldwide Preview, we have a Thursday at 7 o'clock. If you get them there, we get them in. That is not a preview for you. That is a preview for you to use. It is a passive preview that you can, A, plug your prospects into anywhere. We were up in Waxahachie this week, and you'll hear more about that with Cowboy talking at the end of the call. And here are some folks that are a couple hours away from a preview. Well, they've got one. You can either use it for your prospects. You can use it to pipeline into your house. We love to see your face on that. So plug your group. Oh, somebody's calling. Somebody just came on the live side. There we go. Better. So send that out to your folks. Plug yourself in and get your camera going so we can see you and your team. That's a collection of meetings together for the preview. Next, I want to announce tonight the launch of the Pathfinder Summit 2010 and Nikan's 35th birthday party. Right now, we are open for tickets tomorrow morning. If you go to pathfinders.biz on the summit page, and I'm going to show you something real quickly, because this is kind of a major event for us. If you go to the pathfinders.biz homepage, as you can see right there, you're going to see a Pathfinder Summit page. On there, you will find the flyer and all the information as to where you can go and get your tickets and your hotel information. Right now, you can see Downtown Austin Hotel stuff is on there. We're going to actually get a couple room blocks down there by next Monday's call. But you can see the basic agenda of it. We're very honored to have some amazing people coming from President Doug Braun to Anthony Beauvais, who was coming on tonight. But he's going to come on the 15th on the Pathfinders call. We're very blessed to have not only Dave and Valerie Johnson, but honored and blessed to have our Upland Rural ambassadors, Dennis and Ruth Williams, who are coming on the call, who are the originators for the entire body of thought for what we do here every night, from the time that we were brand spanking new in NECAN with just their video. So having them come is amazing, as well as our Texas leaders, the Gullos and the Truaxes, our team from here. We got a bunch of other diamonds coming in that I haven't announced yet. We're going to be putting all that together. But this way it's going to flow. You get the Thursday Elite Team meeting, then April 16th and 17th are the actual summit, and we're going to finish it up with the Celebrating NECAN's 35th birthday party. There's going to be a 70s disco theme, and there will be a prize for best desk-dressed disco person at the party, and Paige is putting together a really cool disco ball, kind of a trophy-type deal, so it's going to be very cool. We were able to do this at the convention center, guys, for $30 cheaper than last year, and it's really... We do everything we can do to keep it as low as we can for everybody. You're basically going to get a two-day event at a convention center for only $55, which is, I'm so happy we can do that. You'll notice the ticketing has a $4 if you also want to come to the gala. That's because we have to do more facility rental and stuff, and there's food and bands and power and all sorts of things, and that will give us an accurate headcount. So we're really excited, and the tickets will be the introductory price till March the 8th. One of the things about a convention center, why they're such a big production, hotels you pay the day of. This convention center, we pay everything up front. So, we have this facility the way that it is. So one thing I want to encourage you guys to do, we have a great space there. This event will sell out. We have many more people on the mailing list than what we have than what we have seats at this. We did that because we want to have a healthy event and a great event. We've got a suspicion it's also going to sell out. So, get them as soon as you can. We're looking forward to having your team there. If you go to Focus on Ghosts for Ticketing, that's where all that is. And I don't want to spend all night on that, but this is a major thing that we do. This is not just going to be an expo. It's going to be everything involved in actually building the business, the tools, the infrastructure, the support, all that, the top speakers and trainers in NECAN, and one heck of a party. So that is going to be a lot of fun, and that is coming up here just in about just a little under 3 months. So that's where we are with that. So let me go back to our full screen, and what I'm going to talk about next is what our call topic is tonight, which is basically what you need to actually do to make money. And this is such an important thing to understand because so many of us, in fact, all of us, in fact, most of us anyway, have never built a home business before. and have never been involved with this before. If you get a job, you know, you show up on Monday, you get paid per hour, you get paid per job, you have a contract salary for the year, so it kind of makes sense. You have a set number of sick days, you have some vacation days, and you kind of know what the strategy of the business is, and the strategy of the business is to show up and do your job and you'll get paid. Well, Nikan is something different. Nikan is a business that you build. You're in business for yourself, and understanding the strategy of the business is the key to success. I want to welcome a lot of new people here tonight on the call in our organization as well as other organizations who this is your first experience with a Pathfinders call tonight. And I want you to know, if you can boil down what we do, this is what it is. Nikan is the finest, most effective, most powerful, highest paying, really the only full career MLM out there. There are MLMs with jugs of juice and veggie powders and bottled this, bottled that, energy companies and all kinds of nonsense. We have the only one that's a career. This is not a slot machine. This is not being it for 2 years and then get into 18 other MLMs. This is our first and this is our only MLM. We are here today. We are here tomorrow. When you join, we are here. Now, having said that, what we do in the field, we are responsible for building and setting up an organization and setting events in motion that will build you and your family residual income. So our job is real simple, to keep your needle pointed north, so to speak, so that when you do an hour worth of Nikan, it's an hour well spent. Because if you want your business to succeed, you've got to give people information that they don't waste their time. Because there's nothing that people get more disillusioned with than, one, doing a lot of things and getting no results, or doing a lot of things and it having not being the right things to get them somewhere. Now, the first place you have to start to understand what we do is the compensation plan. Everything we do flows from this. This is the map of the business. For example, if you play soccer, does anybody on the line want to guess how you score a point in soccer or a goal? What do you do?
You kick the ball in the net.
Okay, what if I put on a super fancy outfit and run around and get super sweaty and do circles around everybody, but I don't put the ball in the goal? Do I get a point?
No.
What if I'm super excited? What if I get out in the middle of the field and do 18,000 push-ups, more than any human being's ever done? Do I get a point?
No.
Okay. Super Bowl's coming up this week. How do you score points in football? There's two ways.
Touchdown.
Okay. What if you hand me the ball and I run 8,000 yards backwards, but I have the greatest looking uniform ever? What will I get any points?
No.
You get fired.
Point being, how many of you guys have ever done your Nikan business and you wake up, you walk into your office, you shuffle papers, you read 8 books, you look at the computer, you look at your genealogy, you call 5 people and say, call me when you need something, and then you go downstairs and wipe your brow from all the Nikan work you did? Right. So it's not just activity that makes you successful in football or soccer or Nikan. What's the word we're looking for?
The right activity.
Productivity.
Yeah.
The right activity will yield productivity. If you look at the comp plan, this is the first place you start to know where productivity and activity begin. If you take a look at the beginning, all of you coming on board is direct. I know we got several new folks just in our group. Cowboy, we had such a great weekend with you. We brought up 5 folks in your organization with you and your fantastic leaders. It was pretty exciting. You have a whole lot of new folks coming on board with all those possibilities, wasn't it?
Oh, it was exciting, all right. It was really exciting.
Well, so here's some of those folks in the call beginning their Nikan journey. So that's one place. So tonight we're going to kind of explain to you this. Now, next week on the call at 9 o'clock Central Time, we're going to be going in-depth into the compensation plan and why it is the most powerful in the industry / how to maximize it. But here's training number one. Senior executive bronze and silver are based on points. So when you and all the people you bring on board order things, those points combine, and then you get promoted. In the U.S., a dollar is a point. Now, once you get to the level of silver, the only way to go gold is by teaching 3 people to go silver. Platinum is 3 golds or 6 silvers. Diamond is 3 platinums or 6 golds. And royal diamond is 3 diamonds or 6 platinums. So a lot of people will say, well, how do I build my Nikan business? What do I do? How do I make this thing go? Do I go out and, okay, I'm brand new. Should I go out and try to sell 60 pair of mag steps to the football team? How many of you guys ever had signed up somebody new? They want to go right to their doctor and get them on board.
Yep.
Now, that's not bad, but correct me if I'm wrong. Even if your doctor signs up, the most he or she will be is 1 leg out of the 3 that you need to go Royal Diamond. In fact, let me ask you a question. If it takes 3 silvers to go gold, does a ditch digger and a doctor both count the same if they do 1,500 points in terms of being a senior? So here's my question to you. When you ask me, how do I build an Ekin business, or when you ask yourself, or if you call Dennis Ruth Williams right now and said, how do I build an Ekin business? Like, when you guys go, well, let me ask you this. When you play Monopoly, what's the strategy of the game?
Buy houses and hotels.
To own all the property, right?
Right.
You buy houses and hotels. That's the act of what you do, but the actual strategy of the game is to own everything on the board, right?
Right.
And so how do you own everything on the board, Karen? What was the answer again?
You buy it.
You buy a property. How many do you buy at a time? One at a time, right?
Yeah, one at a time. Right.
Okay, so here's my question to you. If you really want to know how to build Ekin, how do you get to the top of Ekin? It's right there on that page, your map. What do you need?
You start with one at a time.
Yeah, well, let's talk about being a royal diamond. For you to be a royal diamond, what's the only two ways to get there?
Three diamonds.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. How many of you on this call are going to be royal diamonds?
I am.
All right, now I'm going to ask you back the question. What's the minimum number of people in three legs you need to get there?
Three legs.
Yeah, so what if you have 85 great people in one leg? Does it work?
No. You need three legs. No.
What if you have 67.5 million people in two legs? Does it work?
No. You need three legs.
So that's important. So how do you get to the top? You need either three people. Now, let me ask you this. Do you want three people that you have to work super hard and convince to go diamond, or do you want to find three people that are super excited that they want to go diamond?
Yes.
Want
to go diamond.
So here's my question to you. How about when you go prospect, you look for people either committed to going platinum or diamond, / want to go platinum or diamond, / are excited about building a business, and then they will take the business in their hands and drive you to Royal Diamond, as opposed to you trying to whip people into silver.
Right.
So here's the whole point of what I'm trying to tell you. This is the simplest business in the world. Every piece of the training is designed to get you to silver with three seniors or more, and then for that to find the organization that will propel you to the top. So the entire business, because silvers make golds and golds make platinum and platinums make diamonds, the entire business is really about building silvers and then duplicating how to build a silver. So everything I tell you tonight is going to be, everything Paige and I have set up tonight is for getting you to silver as quickly and efficiently as possible without wasted effort. And this is not our training. This stems from the first time we popped in a video with Dennis and Ruth Williams on it, and they got theirs from the people that they learned it from, and we perpetuate it downhill. This is from thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have successfully gone silver and beyond. It's the short, straight path. And the shorter you get to silver, and the more efficiently you get the silver, the easier it will duplicate, and the easier it duplicates, the faster it will grow, and then you will make hordes of money. So that's the bottom line with that. So if you look at the next page, once again, here on the WebEx, going to the top, find three legs or people committed to going diamond, or six committed to going platinum, and you are Royal Diamond. We're here to help you do that. The nice thing about this is if you sponsor Paige and I, and let's say we don't do a whole lot, somebody we sponsor, who they sponsor, if you notice those arrows there, it's all the way down. You never know who the leader is going to be. You need three leaders in three legs, or six leaders in six legs. So the bottom line is, along the way, I want to give you some benchmarks to know you're on the right track. And I made a ton of calls to different leaders over the last couple of years, and I did this probably 3 years ago. And I mean, I talked to a lot of people from the company, different diamonds, Royal Diamonds, and these were some figures that kind of made sense. These are benchmarks to know you're on the right track. Benchmark number one, your first goal, whether you're new or whether you want to launch your business anew or whether you're someone that's already successful, these are still the benchmarks. So if you're new tonight, here's what you need to know. I'm looking for three people to head up at least three different legs. Real simple. What does that mean? It means I'm going to go out and say to people, we're looking for business partners to help launch the biggest and only total wellness company in the world. It's the most advanced home business in the world. We'd love to show you what we're up to and see if it could be a fit for you to help you get X, whatever they told me they want. Their kids at a daycare, a retirement, a way out of their dead-end job, a career, whatever they want. I'm looking for the people that see that vehicle. So the bottom line here, benchmark number one, is 10 new consultants in your personal group for 3 months. If you hit that number steadily, so right now if you're confused as to what to do, start getting it so you and your people bring in about 10 people a month. That's the beginning. 90% of that is going to be tied to what you do, And if you use the infrastructure and tools, you will not only recruit but retain, and that will lead to your next benchmark, which is about 30 people coming in a month. And if that happens three times, something really cool is happening. Only about half of that's directly tied to you, however, because your people are starting to kick in and help. Okay, that's really important, and this is the groundwork for your residuals. Your leaders are duplicating. The deeper it goes, the more important duplication and infrastructure become, so we don't fizzle. What you will see are people that don't pay attention to putting in training. Why do we do the Monday night call? Why do we do the Thursday night WebEx? Why do we have a 90-day planner? Why do we have a getting started? Why do we have an ABC guide? Why do we have a preview that we use? Because if I don't have those things, you're going to get these leaders who think they're Superman or Supergirl, who are going to do everything for everybody, and if they're not there, nothing will happen. What's more is if they start working with somebody else, by the time they're breaking their third, fourth, and fifth leg, number one and number two is gone, and then 3 years later you've got Silvers doing nothing because you didn't leave anything behind. It's like you not only moved away, but you took how to make fire and electricity away, and the city turned into a ghost town. So the infrastructure is what allows it to deep, and that way you're building a straight angle that goes out on both sides, not a teardrop that when it gets three or four people away from you, it dies off. By the way, the information technology that we have today allows us to work in depth like never before. Paige and I today were on the phone with several people from multiple different states that are in our organization that we could not have supported 3 or 4 years ago the way we can now. Right away, they're able to get up and sponsor and connect people in with the previews and everything else. We're actually going to be working, Paige and I, on a 20-minute getting started that you'll be able to click and pop up on a window off the Pathfinder's webpage in the next couple of weeks. We're going to get that done, too, so even that will be taken care of. Now, step three, benchmark three, is 100 new consultants in your total group for 3 months. It happened. That's 10% related to your efforts, guys, because if you set things in place, you're going to successfully duplicate and have a true organization. And if that number will continue. I really want you to hear this. That 100 will continue and grow if you are consistent. If you don't make major changes, you cannot jump from this system to that system to this preview to that preview. If you guys go back and look, the same things we're talking about now are variations or evolutions of the exact same things we were talking about 5 years ago and even 5 years before that. And like I said, it all stemmed from where we began with the first video cassette we popped in. There's a straight line between that and this. The farther you waver from that line, the more your organization is going to shake out and you're going to lose people in the turns. Stay on message and empower your people with information and tools, and your group will perpetuate itself and absolutely explode. And the last benchmark, that's what's so fantastic, that's when they roll you out once a year, you wave at everybody, then you go sit in the back of the room as all the new people get up and talk. And by the way, you're living on your own island. How many people would like that part of the business? Awesome. So all of you on this call, how many leaders do you need, or how many different legs do you need? So if you're brand new on this call, you know, three seniors make a silver, and three silvers make a gold, and three diamonds make a royal. How many cool people are you looking for in three separate legs? Minimum three, right?
Right.
Well, here's question number two. If you're wondering what to do and you don't know what else to do and you know you need three people and three legs, then you should be out trying to bring as many new people into your organization as possible this month. And what's the first goal you're looking for, guys, in your organization in terms of a headcount?
10 a month. 10.
That's your first goal. If you see 10 people signed up in your personal group, something good's going to happen. And when that happens, you drive for the 30. So what's exciting here is that 10 you're working on. And by the way, let's say you're platinum or gold or even diamond and you want to kind of restart your business. How many of you guys think that going out and setting a goal of bringing 10 people into your personal group might be a really great goal no matter what rank you are? It is. If you want to restart your business, and I want all the senior level people to hear me, and boy, I can tell you this from experience. You aren't going to do it by making calls to all your leaders in your group. You're going to do it by leading your group, by working your personal group.
Right.
Have something to say, not something to teach. And that's so doggone important, which is why we're out banging it now. We're working on our outside legs. We're out there hitting it. This is what Paige and I are committed to do right now. And this is a lesson that I've had to learn, I think, 93 times now, because I love everybody in our group so much, and Paige consistently keeps me on this message. I mean, Paige, you've seen this. That's what you need to do, is bring your own headcount in, isn't it?
Exactly right.
All right, guys, now here's the thing. So if you want to hit that benchmark, we have given you some fancy tools to do it. And if you take a look here at that Pathfinders.biz website, the infrastructure that we have is all laid out. You look at the homepage, we have our basic call and support infrastructure here with what we do on Monday night. Next week's your comp plan, for example. You can see your 90-day planner I'll talk about in just a minute. You got your news and events, which has your summit page on it, which also has what's going on the call. And I'm showing you this so you know where everything is. Here's getting started. On here, the first thing you're going to see is your getting started guide. Now, this is very, very important for obvious reasons. I'll show you that in just a second, because that's your connective steps to the company. If you're brand new, this is what you do first. You get on your eNeCan and get your membership. You get the Good, Better, Best pack. You get on AutoShip. You attend Humans Being More, and you build your 100 list. Now, people say, well, why Humans Being More? What is that all about? The best explanation that Paige and I were driving about a week ago trying to figure out the best way to explain Humans Being More, and here's what it is. Have you guys ever programmed a GPS? Or gone to MapQuest, what are the two things you have to get directions anywhere? Anybody want to venture a guess?
Yeah.
A start and an end. So all of you guys on this business are signed up at NECAN. That's your start. Well, your end is your life cycle plan. What Humans Being More does is it gives you that final coordinate. Why do you think you make that life cycle plan? Without that final coordinate, you don't know where to go. I can say I'm in Austin. If I don't tell MapQuest I want to go to Dallas, it can't give me roads. So what that does is it sets events in motion, so you're driving towards that direction. Now, and what you do daily and weekly and monthly that we're going to talk about here in just a second are the turn left here, turn right there, take a right onto the off-ramp that are the directions between where you are and where you want to go. Humans Being More just helps you find out where you want to go. That's why it's so important to be there. We were in church this weekend, and our pastor did an amazing talk. And he was talking about your reticular activator, and that's something in your mind that, for example, when you're driving down the road, you never notice things, and then all of a sudden you'll start thinking, gee, I want to buy a red Mustang, and then all of a sudden you'll see them everywhere. You guys ever notice that before, how that happens?
Yeah.
Or have you guys ever noticed where you'll hear a word that you haven't heard in forever, and then all of a sudden you'll start hearing it all over the place? Well, the way that your mind works, and really what it is, I've done some reading about it over the last day because it kind of intrigued me. Your mind is set to take all of the inputs it has and prioritize them based on what you want. So if you're really hungry and you're starving 5,000 years ago and you're out hunting, your mind is going to prioritize motion in the bushes off to the left because it could be something to eat. So the way that has progressed today is your mind focuses on what it wants. For example, all of you right now are on this call. At some point today, you said, tonight I'm going to get on the call, and then here you are. Your action was manifest from your thought. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you guys think it's important to know where you're going in NECAN if you expect to get there?
You've got to.
Of course. Well, here's question number two. If you're thinking about going to the top and you're thinking about succeeding, or I'll tell you something else. Take a look at your NECAN business. If you're focused on the things that I don't know people, I can't find anybody, I don't like that the bed was on back order, I don't like that someone didn't call me back or something, and you get focused on that stuff, what's your mind going to see?
That stuff?
Negative. Now, what if instead you're focused on, we have a multi-billion-dollar, multinational, amazing company here, and everybody would want to be a part of it, what kind of people do you think you're going to attract?
Leaders.
You're going to get leaders. So the bottom line, guys, is focus your mind on what you want and where you're going, and you will see it, just like the red Mustangs. And if you're focused on what you don't like and what you don't want, or you're thinking, well, nobody's going to want to do it, then you're going to also find those people. In fact, those people are going to gravitate to you, and it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So the getting started, the HBM, is positioned to connect you to the company and connect you to the team, so you're all ready to go. Now, once you've done that 90-day planner, what we're going to do is we're going to download the 90-day planner. That's going to be your ongoing document that we're going to get into right now. But the last page on Pathfinders.biz is your process page, and you can see this is the things to reach out to people. Step one is guess what? The first thing you give people. Step two is guess what? The second thing you give people. And step three is signing them up. It's no more complicated than that. We'll get into more on that on a different night. But what I want to focus on now for a few minutes is the 90-day planner. So once you've done your getting started, the next thing you're going to do is a 90-day planner. Now, this planner is geared for and set up to support the Elite Teams program in NECAN, the NECAN Advanced Leadership Teams. However, it will also support, by definition, anybody else in the company. We want to gear this team and this program towards elite success and advanced leadership. To be quite frank, this program is for people that want to build a primary career. Paige and I, we kind of laughingly say, I don't know and she doesn't know how to teach you how to have a mid-level business. because that's not what we're doing. So I always kind of jokingly say, if you want a business that's smaller, just like listen to every third word or something. I don't know. But we're going to gear this for people that want to build it. They want to build it now, and they want to get home, because there are people on this call that have kids that are going to daycare, that have jobs that are killing them, that don't have income coming in, that don't have a retirement. There are those people on this call, and Paige and I have a fire in the belly, as well as our team, to get this information in their hands, because we don't have time to waste. So if you take a look at the first page of this planner, you're going to notice there's an events calendar. Now, we put some of the events on this. All we put on this was the major strategic events so that you guys would know what you can leverage off of at the national capacity. We left it open for your local events because, for example, we don't even put the Austin. We have an Austin Rhythm here next month and an Austin HBM. I didn't put them in here because this document serves people all over the world. Put in your local stuff. This whole program, like we said, this whole Pathfinders, is not designed to lead you and your team. It's designed to empower you and your team by giving you tools and infrastructure. So create it yourself. Okay? There's that sheet. Now, here's where we're going to start with your goals. This is what you should be doing. And the purpose of the call I told you tonight was knowing what to do to actually make money in this business. And this is where this is going to start to come in, because I want you to focus in on that. This is where we're going to set your goals for February, March, and April. What rank will you be at the end of the quarter? Now, if you're below silver, what's the minimum rank to put in there, guys?
Silver.
Right. If we're senior right now, or if we're direct, are we putting executive up there?
Nope.
No. Silver is it. Now, you may say, well, I want to take longer to go silver, but remember, the longer you take, it's going to happen down inside your group. What awards will you accomplish over the next quarter? This is your 21 clubs, your paragons, all the different awards that NECAN has. Put it in there. One thing Paige and I talked about for a long time today was the importance of the Paragon Award. We think it might be one of the best awards in the company. And by the way, you can get Paragons from doing 21 clubs. Okay? And a Paragon Award is 6 frontline seniors within a 3-month period to you, which is a really powerful award. You get a bonus with it. By the way, how many platinums do you need to go roll diamond?
6.
3 diamonds or 6 platinums. How many legs across would give you a Paragon Award?
6.
Do you guys think there's a correlation?
Maybe.
Of course there is. That's why it's laid out that way. One of the best early awards to go for is that Paragon Award. What other goals do you have for this quarter? And that's not stuff like, you know, be a more kind, gentle, you know, human or something. That's what else do you want to accomplish this quarter? I want to be a better prospector. I'm going to talk to double the number of people. Whatever you want to put in there, do it. Now, here's your monthly goal breakdown. I put these in here, and some people are going to use these more or less than other people, but I want you to know a couple things. And one of the things that we did was we said, you know, we're going to take the dates out of the planner so people don't have to reprint it all the time. You can have a white copy and keep reusing it. Write your dates down in there, you know, February, March, April. Your personal group volume goal, your actual goal, your total volume. The difference in those two things, and for those of you that don't understand what this means yet, personal group volume is you and the people you've directly sponsored who have not yet reached the rank of silver. That's what that is. Your total volume goal is you and your volume plus all your other leaders' volume in your group. And some of you don't know what that means. We'll explain that next week on the call a little bit better. And then your check amount, what do you want to earn? It's real simple. So those are the goals up there. How many new front lines do you want? How many new consultants in your entire group do you want? Like this weekend, it was really exciting. Cowboy and Terry's organization brought on 5 or 6 new people. You know, they personally were working down deep in their group like a leader should. So this weekend, even though you didn't have any new front lines, you brought on 5 or 6 people in your group. That's how that works out. And by the way, that is the role of an upline. It was an unbelievable weekend, but that's the difference. If your people are sponsoring people, it goes in your group. So do that for those 3 months. It's very important to do it, what you want your goals to be. And the most important ones up there are less the volume, because it's going to take you a while to figure that out, maybe. But, well, by the way, if you're below the rank of silver, what do you guys think should be your minimum volume goal every month?
20,000.
Right, 20,000. I mean, we have the rolling silver in NECAN, but let's say you do 9, you know, it's 25,000 over 3 months combined. I don't really see a viable goal being I'm going to do $8,333.33 over 3 months, and then I'll be a silver. Wouldn't you rather go for 20,000, get to 12,000, and then work downhill than have a goal of minimizing it into thirds? That's important. So your PGV and your front lines are pretty doggone important. Get those down. Now, here's where the rubber starts to hit the pavement a little bit more. Here's your activities, and this is really important stuff, too. Your daily activities to affirm out loud your life cycle plan, to listen to 15 minutes of something positive, and make your contacts. Here it is. You can see the month of, week of in there. Write those out. Did you attend a preview or a training or an accountability call? This is going to tell you what your activity looks like. This is also in keeping with the Elite Teams program. It's all right here in front of you. The way your accountability should work, if you are an elite team, you have your monthly accountability meeting with your partner. Most people out there are not plugged in with that yet. That's an elite team thing. Everybody in this call, including elite teams people, should be plugged in with daily and weekly accountability. You're going to hear a call like that here in a few minutes with your upline. So daily and weekly accountability are with your upline, and because once a month is not enough. And then have your other accountability outside. And then part two, with a partner like the Elite Teams has, you're not going to be doing daily prospecting accountability and draining somebody for 30 minutes a day for 30 days. That's the work that you do with your upline. That's why they get 6%. So that's why all that is there. And one other thing about events, and we want to say this to you as well. Some of the Elite Teams folks, it's a requirement to go to either a training or a preview a week, make one of the two meetings and the monthly meeting and all these sorts of things. I want you guys to understand the requirement is not for you to go. It's for you to go and bring people. Remember, if you go to events by yourself, you learn. If you go with people, you get paid. I don't want you guys so focused on attending things that you miss the reason that you're going, and that's to use the thing. So when you're looking at a preview, you shouldn't be checking off in your mind, okay, I've attended the preview, so I'm good to go, and then you feel okay about it. You need that fire in your belly to go with people or to bring people or to connect people. Because at the end of the day, the only reason NECAN is paying us $10,000 or $20,000 a month is to connect people to NECAN that don't know about it yet. They're not paying you to attend something. And that's so important for you guys to understand. You are elite by your performance. Just like I said before, if I trotted out to the middle of a football field with the greatest uniform on ever, polished helmet, awesome pads, unbelievable football spikes, anybody here think I'd be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
No.
What puts you in the Hall of Fame?
Winning.
Having 1,000 yards rushing. That's what does it. So understand that elite is not being a part of something. Elite is doing something. And that's what it's all about. For those of you that are brand new on the call, what I'm trying to tell you is keep your needle pointed north. Pushing papers and reading books and staring at yourself in the mirror and looking at the computer, that doesn't build your business. If you're new in this business, you don't have a lot of time yet, you know, you set up, where's my weekly preview? I'm going to send people there. Where's my monthly big event? I'm going to take my team there. And then you make the calls to connect people into those things. Like when we got started, I'll tell you flat out, it was a Dennis Ruth Williams wellness preview video. And I watched it, and then we went to a meeting. We watched it, we went to a meeting, and we invited people over. And basically, that's how we started the business. To this day, this is not a whole lot more complicated than that. You meet people with the industry, the ABC guide. We go to a preview. We sponsor them. It may have grown in the technological aspects of it, but everything is there. Like all the IT platforms, you know, when Paige and I do our business, we may have more ways to do it in terms of e-cards or WebExes, but we're still doing basically the same thing that we did 7 or 8 years ago. We're just doing it with a different format. But the underwriting thing is we bring people. You connect people. Tonight, once again, I was talking to Cowboy a lot today. Cowboy was on the phone today driving people or connecting people in with the preview, with the trainings, and with this call tonight. That's doing his job as a goal, connecting people in. Well, it's the same thing with you. So using the events is what it's all about. Then if you look at the next page, this is actually where you get the people to meet those events. What we're going to do in the accountability call tonight is we're actually going to be going over these things. Contacts is how many people you actually called and said, hey, I'm doing something great, would you like to look? ABCs is either an ABC guide or you're going over the Why NECAN or the Is This For You video, something that's under 10 minutes saying here's what NECAN is, here's what it's doing. It's like the back of a movie box, okay? From there, from the preview, that's actually everything, who we are, what we do, and how we do it, and then step three is being sponsored. These are the numbers to look at, and if you look at those numbers in the top and you look at the examples, yeah, we have actual 1 sign-up, 3 decision, which is the preview, and 9 ABCs. That's just about the numbers you're going to see, and then 27 contacts. for every one person you want to bring on board, you're going to invite about three to a preview. Now, you may have higher numbers than that at a certain preview or lower numbers than that in a preview. Over time, that's what you're going to see. And you notice our goal was to sign up two, so we had six at the preview and 18 ABCs. Now, mind you, when you say 18 ABCs in a week, that's my goal. How many is that a day, guys?
Three or less.
It's three or less. So here's my question to you. How many people on this call would be willing to show Nikan 5 or 10 minutes at a pop 3 to 4 times a day to make $10,000 a month residual the rest of your life?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what it is. So by the same token, if you come to the call tonight and say, ABCs, my goal was 4 and I did 2, how many of you think you're going to be going a lot of weeks before you get an actual in the sponsored?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty tough. So here's the thing. Set yourself that goal of making your 2 or 3 contacts. Look, I'm glad if you read good books, and I'm glad if you sort your genealogy report, and I'm super happy if you come to the preview Tuesday, and I'm super happy if you were at the Elite Team training last night, and I'm really glad if you went to the meeting on Saturday. None of that matters unless you guys are doing what?
Bringing people.
And by the way, how do you bring people? By having numbers in these boxes. So when I talk to you guys tonight, and Paige and I talk about this all the time, and she has a vast background in training people that are in sales forces and stuff, and she may speak to this in a few minutes, but the bottom line, guys, you can go to everything, do everything, know everything. You can know. People always say, I need to know more about the product. I'll be honest with you guys. I read the rule book at the beginning, and the rule book was the compensation plan. In fact, let me pull that up again. I'm going to pull up the rule book. Would you guys please show me on this compensation plan map where it says to know everything about how Fire Infrared works? That's right. In fact, I'm reading, I'm sorry, I didn't read this. Royal Diamond developed 3 frontline diamonds or 6 frontline platinums, and here's the small print, and have an expo where every speaker is medical-based, and then go learn everything about how the water affects amoebas in the Yucatans. How many people here see that on the comp plan besides me? What's important to know about the products is how they make you sleep and how you felt after you used them. All that stuff is out there, and I'm not saying it's not fascinating. I'm not saying it's not fun to know. What I am saying is if you read the rules of the game, how many of you guys have ever played Monopoly and had lots of properties on the board? Has anybody ever played Monopoly before and done pretty well and had lots of properties?
Yeah.
How many of you guys had super neat stacks of money and you had all your cards just so on the side of the board where it just looked like a machine? Did anybody have that before?
Yep.
Did you win the game because all of your stuff was stacked super nice on the side of the board or because you had lots of properties on the board?
No, you won because you own the properties.
Right. How you stack your money. In fact, you know how I stack my money? I just stick everything in one great big fat stack and I try to find ones for 5. It doesn't matter to me because what I'm focused on is owning the board. In Nikan, if the game is telling me 3 diamonds make a royal diamond, what should we be focused on?
Getting 3 diamonds.
Right, finding 3 people that want to be diamond. And of course I'm being funny. Of course it's nice to know stuff about the product. But what's the best way to know about the product, guys?
Use them.
Hey, Cabo, what happened on Friday night at your house? Or Winston and Stephanie, you guys met a real nice couple. Just real briefly, and I'm talking 30 to 45 seconds, we got to move on. What happened to a gentleman at the house on Friday night that you guys met? Just briefly.
He's an older guy. He hurt his back a couple years ago, and a tractor fell on him. We sent him home with 2 little bitty power patches, and he came back the next day saying the first time in years that he got out of bed by just getting up and moving around, and then we gave him a rollout at the preview, and he said that was the first time in years where he just bounced right out of bed and just was running around like he was an Energizer Bunny.
He had a product experience.
Right, and then you set him up with a sleep system. What happened to him the next day?
He called, and he actually spoke to my father because he's an older man, so he relates to my father better than he relates to
You guys are gonna get shot saying this older man thing on here.
Yeah, they aren't allowed over my house anymore. I'm telling you, that's over with now.
Hey, you guys forgot a very integral part of the story. On Friday night, he and his wife signed up to be business builders, and then you gave him the police system, and then what happened the next day?
He actually called my father because he can relate to him better because they're wiser in their age. But he told my dad how, you know, it's the first time in years that he's actually slept, and he slept a long time instead of just a short period of time because he didn't have the pain that he used to have.
That's right. Now, why did I ask you guys that question? Because when those of you out there say you need to know more about the products, that's what you need to know about the products. That's why you use them. That's why you put them on people. All the other stuff backs it up. I'm not a network doctor. I'm not a network nurse. I'm not a network therapist. I'm a network what?
Marketer.
Marketer. And marketing is taking stuff that bubblehead scientists make and talking to normal people so they actually want it. That is marketing, guys, okay? That's what you do with marketing. That's the stuff you do. You get it on people. You experience it. You do strength tests, your balance tests, your water tests. You give rollouts, all those things. You put power patches on people. That's the way that you move the product, which moves the business, which moves your check, which, frankly, retires you. And it all comes back to this. What do you actually need to do to make money in Neken? Well, first, you know where your events are. Paige and I know we have our Thursday preview. We're doing a Tuesday preview down south tomorrow night. In fact, Paige, what did we do driving back from Waco? Or we were driving back from Waxahachie. What did you sit in the back of the car? What did we do for 30 minutes with since you're in charge of it? What did you do in the back seat for February and March?
Well, since I'm your professional event planner, I filled in everything that we had promised or extended as far as traveling and doing events, and the entire month of February is booked. And I don't mean just a little bit. I meant, I told Rick, even if he got a phone call, that he couldn't even consider it because there was just no way to book it.
Now, here's why we did it, because, Paige, now we're spending our time calling people and connecting them to those events, aren't we?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say. First thing you guys do is get your calendar. If you don't have your calendar down, you're working for your business, not it's working for you. Know where your preview is. If you're at a distance from us, you got your Thursday night. You drive people towards that and connect them in with it. It's real simple. If you've got your local previews, you know where they are. We know what's coming up. See, the way we're looking at our business now, we have all the weekly previews. We're so full right now because the Pathfinder Summit is our crown jewel that we're going to do. It's going to be like a convention. It is going to blow your mind. So we're going to be filling every preview we can with our group, and then we're going to take them to HBM in March. We're going to do the Rhythm here in February, I'm sorry, then to the HBM in March, and then we're going to take all that people equity over the next 90 days, and we're going to cap it off at the Pathfinder Summit with all those people. So we're going to connect the prospects we meet this week to the preview on Thursday. We're going to take all those people collectively, plug them in with the Rhythm, and then those people are going to move to the HBM, and then that's going to all flow forward to the summit. So, guys, if you're smart, you got your weekly preview and your monthly big event. You make your daily calls. You use this training call tonight or your team's training call to develop your people equity. And then you've got like two set events a week, one set event a month. You make your daily contacts, and then you make sure that all those events have people connected in with them. And then you're making money. And then all the other things that you do, And then so what you do is you're keeping your needle pointed north. And if you know where the events are, and then you make sure people are connected in with them, you're going to cash gigantic checks. Does that make sense to everybody?
I like it.
Does that make good sense? Does that make it a little more clear than just getting on the computer and calling three people and saying, call me when you need me?
Of course.
Right, and I also hope that the newest people on the call, this will save you a lot of time of trying to hand out mag steps to the tennis coach. I mean, maybe do that. But, see, when I'm looking at the tennis coach, I'm saying, will he be one of those people that's going to build the business? Is he going to be someone or is she going to be someone that's going to be one of my 3 to 6 legs? And then, or is it going to be someone I can sign up that will help me find those legs? Like I said, I go out looking for people that want to build the network. And, by the way, why would I not? This is the greatest company in the world, and I'm looking for partners to help launch it. I'm going to make 80% of my money from 10 to 20% of the people. So guess what? I'm going to look for that 10 to 20%, and you'll get the other 80% for free. That's it. Does it really take a lot of effort to recruit somebody that's going to sign up and buy MagSteps?
No.
No, where it becomes work is when we're trying to convince that person that they should be a real diamond. Go out and find the people who want to build a business and have some fun. Keep the numbers high in this weekly process, track it, and then you'll go. And that leads me into the final part of the call, which is the reason that we do this every week is because we have a team of people that are really, really fantastic. And Paige and this team is putting numbers together because we end this call with the action call to show that it's all about the action.